With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former Senator Jim Talent says President Trump is trying to give diplomacy a chance before he carries out a threat to bomb Iran's nuclear facilities.
I think he also wants to make clear to the world that he's done that. And he probably wants to make clear to certain elements on both sides of the aisle that don't want us to do this, that he did everything possible to avoid it.
Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The director of the National Economic Council says President Trump's trade policies might hurt in the short run, but will very quickly improve the lives of American workers and investors, too.
Think a year from now, is the U.S. economy going to be way better or way worse? And it's obviously got to be way better.
Yeah.
And with a much stronger economy, there'll be stronger profit growth, stronger wage growth, and so markets will be fine.
Kevin Hassett was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network as well. A street festival turns deadly north of the U.S. border.
An SUV driver has plowed into a crowd of people at a Filipino street festival in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Officials say the driver has killed and injured a number of people. Vancouver police say the incident took place shortly after 8 p.m. local time Saturday. Authorities have arrested a suspect at the scene.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. President Trump says he now doubts that Russia's Vladimir Putin wants to end his war in Ukraine anytime soon. Mr. Trump expressing new skepticism at a peace deal that could be reached soon. His comments come just a day after saying Ukraine and Russia were, quote, very close to a deal. Now Mr. Trump says in a social media post, quote, there's no reason for Putin to be shooting missiles into civilian areas. I don't think he wants to stop the war. This is SRN News. Democratic Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison has filed a preemptive lawsuit against President Trump over transgenderism. Mr. Trump has declared that Title IX does not allow boys to play against girls on school sports teams or use female bathrooms, and the administration has filed suit against Maine over the issue. Ellison believes Minnesota is next and decided to take preemptive legal action. Title IX is a federal law that prohibits sex-based discrimination in any educational program or activity that receives federal funds. It was enacted in 1972. A federal judge has partially blocked the Trump administration from enacting a policy that bans the use of the X marker. It's used by so-called non-binary people on passports, as well as the changing of gender markers. District Judge Judy Kobik, who was appointed by President Biden, sided with the American Civil Liberties Union motion for a preliminary injunction, which stays the action while the lawsuit plays out in court. This is SRN News. Authorities are learning more about the New Jersey wildfire.
Officials say a man set wooden pallets on fire, then failed to properly put them out, sparking a quick-moving blaze. Ocean County Prosecutor Bradley Bilheimer says a 19-year-old man is facing aggravated arson charges in the southern New Jersey wildfire. It has scorched some 24 square miles, and state officials have also cautioned some residents about air quality issues. Jason Walker reporting.
The Cleveland Browns shocked many observers around the NFL when they didn't take Shedeur Sanders during the first 2 days of the draft. The Browns eventually ended the draft's biggest drama by taking Sanders with the 144th pick overall. He was the second quarterback drafted by Cleveland this weekend, 14th since the Browns returned to the league in 1999. This is SRN News.